Blog Talk Radio.
About those things that will enhance our lives, making us understand that those things that keep us bound, keep us worried, keep us out of position of accepting and living our full destiny and purpose are not our reality. Good morning to all of you that are listening on the phone lines and on the internet. And we don't have anyone in the chat room anymore. We had a few earlier and a few private messages. But welcome again to Moments of Conversation. I am honored that you would take the time out of your morning to join me here as we share and have a not my reality conversation. That means we're looking at some things that might cause us to have some interruptions in our normal flow of life, to live the greatest life available to us and designed for us to live. So on today's program, we're going to be talking continuously about fortifying ourselves and building ourselves up. And I'm going to be talking a little bit about finances. And then on Tuesday, we're going to have another guest actually coming in to talk about budgeting. What does budgeting really look like and how is it part of our process? What's a real budget look like? How do you actually do it once you create it? So it's going to be on Tuesday morning here on Free Flowing as we work on becoming financially fit in the month of February. So we'll be right back after these commercial breaks.
Author Marian Afua has written two powerful and thought-provoking books, Not to My Reality, Encouragement While Dancing in the Storm, and Seeking Escape, A Conversational Journey to Your True Reality. They both offer therapy for the soul that is filled with empowerment and offer a code of conduct for an enhanced life and longevity. These books are available everywhere books are sold including Amazon.com and MarianAfourSpeaks.com. You can also join Marian Afour for moments of conversation on Blog Talk Radio, Tuesday and Thursday mornings, 10:30 a.m. Central, 11:30 a.m. Eastern. Marian Afour, Not My Reality, and Seeking Escape. Two books that you don't want to let miss out on your next book club or book conversation. Life and spiritual coach, minister, author, and inspirational speaker. These are just a few titles used to describe Marian Afour. But her name says it all. She is an innovator and bringer of change. If you desire to change for the better, contact Marian Afour at 480-269-1038. 480-269-1038. Or by visiting EfouaSpeaks.com. EfouaSpeaks.com. Marian Afour, change for today, tomorrow, and the rest of your life.
All right, and we are back here on More Mama of Conversation. Again, I am your host, Marian Afour. Thanks so much for joining me on this beautiful morning. Wanted to extend to you a happy, happy hello. I just feel good inside on this morning, and so we're going to be talking about how do we become financially fit, how do we begin to live our life, and why is it important to get financially fit in 2012. We had a great show on Tuesday with Donnell Bird, who's a financial advisor, that talked about some of the planning that needs to go in there, credit worthiness, and how do you develop that, how do you get there. And today I'm just going to talk about, you know, why do we need to get financially fit, and what do I mean by financially fit. One of the things I tell people all the time, you need to be balanced. Bringing balance into your life requires you to address every part of your life, not just one part. So it's great to do the meditation. It's great to listen to the inspirational speakers. It's great to do the Reiki. It's great to do all the harmonious acts that we do to keep ourselves aligned with the divine light and spirit and share that. But if we are not able to allow that to pour over, to spill over, to shine over into our natural life, then it becomes a problem. So then we have to begin to exercise and become into a ritual practice or a system that we can incorporate into our life that allows us to become intuitive and responsible for our finances in the natural. So we're going to talk about how we can do that today, and I know people don't like to talk about that, you know, crossing it up, but it really is something that we need to begin to look at, because being spiritually astute and sound and solid is awesome, and I would never replace it. But now let's make it into, bring it into our natural. So that's the step that I get a lot of calls about, a lot of efforts about. It's like, I understand, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, but why can't I see it, anything? Why am I living in this life where I'm battling and grappling and attempting to hold on to money or trying to identify how to keep something? I heard someone say to me, and I believe it was Reverend Beckworth, share with me recently. He talked about working for the divine. When you work for the divine, you're not unemployed. When you work for the divine, you are not bored. You just need to be able to get centered to ask about what your next assignment is that would lead you to that status of gratitude and then that status of receiving that which you need in your natural. So the first thing we have to do is get our priorities straight. We just need to know what's our true priority in your life. I mean, is your life to just kind of be static and just move along as, you know, as you're pushed? Or is it that you're going to be able to enjoy that movement and know that you have a plan that is going to reinforce your agreement to have long life, longevity, and to leave a legacy that repeats that when you're gone? If you want to get in the conversation, our number here is 646-378-1135. If you press 1, you can get in on the conversation about financially fit. You can ask your questions. You can make your comments. You can share. But I want us to really think about that. I run into a lot of practitioners such as myself, and we're always, you know, kind of scrambling and talking about the limitations of natural abundance and wealth. And I had to really think about, how do we get there? Why are we here? What is it about this moment, this place, this time that is causing us to get here? But we, again, we have to get our priorities straight. We have to know that while we are spiritual individuals and we're led by the Spirit and we're honored by the Spirit to receive and be placed in places and be able to alter atmospheres, we need to be able to maintain the atmosphere that we've altered. So when you find yourself do that, you want to plan for the future that we've been guaranteed by the divine. Plan for that longevity. Plan for that wonderful life, that greater good life that we are always talking about, that place. And then we have to implement the plan that's going to make sure we deal with things like debt, things like budgeting, things like excessive spending, and not being aware of how we are utilizing our natural resources. We need to look at how we're spending with these credit cards. We need to make sure that we're not, I like to use the number 40% when it comes to my housing and other expenses. I try to keep the solid core expenses about 40%, maybe another 10% for things that I want to plan out and try to get done. But the key thing is you want to get to a place where you can begin to understand and see that this is a short-term obligation, so that you can really be debt-free, that you really can be unbound by these natural constraints known as financial woes and worries. Yeah, it's a mindset. It really is about transforming our mind, as we talked about on Tuesday. How do you transform your mind? That means that for myself, I couldn't stop and purchase a mocha, you know, every morning, spending $4 for a mocha every morning, 5 days a week, sometimes six in the morning, and then in the evening time, strolling back out to go get another ice mocha, realizing how much money that actually meant was being taken away from me building and securing my future, my life, my longevity, and leaving a legacy. So as we continue on, we want to remember to do that, to think about that. Another option that I thought about, I just wrote down a couple of things that I've been doing for myself, is I got to protect what I have, what I have been given with. That means I need to look at the things I need to protect with insurance, right? What do I need? You really don't need cell phone insurance, because you still have to pay it anyway. But you do need to have renter's insurance. You do need to have home insurance, health insurance. These are the type of things that we need to start looking into that are going to protect us and give us an opportunity to be financially fit, to be able to have something to look forward to, not just embracing the moment, but actually have something to look forward to in the future, because we're going to live a long life, a good life, a clean life, a wholesome life, one that is contributory to not just ourselves but to others as well. And so we look at that, and then we have to get serious about the implementation. How many of us actually thought about that? I know I have. I've been thinking about that a lot, especially since I have chosen to stay in the realm in which I am doing empowerment and spiritual enlightenment and things like that, because I no longer have a salary where I go and work for 8-9 hours a day, 5 days a week, and then I get this check, and then I get retirement, and I get vacation pay. I need to take care of myself. So we're going to take a little break here. That's all I'm going to say about that. I really want to get you in on these phone lines at 646-378-1135 to make your comments, to share your suggestions, and ask your questions. I still will be doing readings on today, if time permits, as we go along. All right, so we'll be right back after this momentary break.
Author Marian Afore has written two powerful and thought-provoking books, Match My Reality, Encouragement While Dancing in the Storm, and Seeking Escape, A Conversational Journey to Your True Reality. They both offer therapy for the soul that is filled with empowerment. and offer a code of conduct for an enhanced life and longevity. These books are available everywhere books are sold, including Amazon.com and MarianAfourSpeaks.com. You can also join Marian Afour for moments of conversation on Blog Talk Radio, Tuesday and Thursday mornings, 10:30 a.m. Central, 11:30 a.m. Eastern. Marian Afour, Not My Reality, and Seeking Escape. Two books that you don't want to let miss out on your next book club or book conversation.
Hello?
Hello, and thank you for calling in to Moments of Conversation. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, this is Shanice from Oracle Treehouse. How are you doing, Mary?
Oh, hey, love. How are you? You want to make a contribution?
I totally agree. I'm feeling you on that. The whole budget thing, a lot of us, I do feel like, fear and worry. We worry so much, you know what I'm saying? Especially us living paycheck to paycheck, you know what I'm saying? Got to heal this worry, you know what I'm saying? We always are worried about, oh my God, what if this gets cut off? Oh my God, what if they come into this? Or you know what I'm saying? Then when another problem comes, you're like even more worried. You're blocking your blessings. You know what I'm saying? You're blocking that energy. And what you have to realize is instead of worrying about it, my boy Robert Kiyosaki always says, if you can't stop saying I can't afford it, ask the question, how can I afford it? We've
Absolutely.
Been entrained with that one income mortality. Oh, we only have one income, and then we're also entrained that, oh, there's not enough to go around for everyone. So everybody's running around in this worry and panic that there's a lack of going on. We got to change our mindset. We got to heal that worry and figure out more ways of multiple incomes. That's how the rich do it. The rich don't just got one income. There's rich people out there that got like 5 million companies.
Mm-hmm.
They literally
Absolutely.
Get paid 24/7 sitting on their butts. So we have to look at that. Instead of, you know what I'm saying, let's figure out another way. Okay, well, I got this main check coming in right here for my job. Okay, well, let's see if I can do readings or sell my paintings or, you know what I'm saying, oh, my God, I am good. Mama's apple pie recipe, that really would be good. So I just said at work that they would buy that side job.
Absolutely. And I think that's something that, like you said, it's about the mindset. And as you said, you know, what can I afford and what do I have to do it? Because it is ultimately your responsibility. Get your priorities straight. Place yourself in a position that allows you to tap within. Truly, that's how you live from the inside out, is when you're beginning to recognize where that real power is, like you said, that knowing.
Yeah.
How do you figure out what I call your tape, your talents, your abilities, and your passions, and then how do you earn from those things that we just talked about? So put out your tape, look at it, make an assessment, and then figure out how to make it happen. So, we lost another caller. Okay. Well, I'm just going to keep going, and then we're going to keep saying to people that, again, if you want to get a reading or you want to have a conversation, now that Shanice is here, maybe we'll do a tag team reading on today if you want a reading or if you just want to make a comment or question. If you're listening, that's fine, too, but you have to push one because I'm not going to go down the phone lines and open up the phone lines unless you actually push one or you type your question in the chat room. I'm trying to avoid doing private messages today because I did a bunch of them before the show, and if you could just call in for your reading.
Yeah, I didn't see yours because my I can't get in the chat room. I don't know if it's my computer. I think it's my computer. That's why I had to call in.
Oh, good. Okay. You know what? It's kind of weird. I'm not sure what's happening with this new Blog Talk.
Mm-hmm.
But something has happened because I was trying to do some readings the other day, and I kind of just did a chat room, and then my chat room froze. It wouldn't let me back in. It kept saying, it gave me two of me in the chat room. It was really weird. So
yeah.
I'm not aware of, they're doing these new classifications too, and so I really probably should listen in on one of those.
Yeah.
But again, if you would like to call in, if you want a reading, I see some more folks getting in the chat room. If you are a guest, if you sign in, you can call in at 646-378-1135 in order to get a reading. Oh, now everybody's hands goes up. Isn't that something, Shanice? See that? Hang on. That's okay. Hang on.
Hey, it's all good.
Good morning and welcome to Moments of Conversation. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, my question is in regards to the finances.
Oh, yes.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Good, good. And I'm glad you're speaking about this topic because it has caused me a lot of shame. You know, I've been reckless with my finances, and now I'm in a place where I have no finances now at the moment. And I'm looking at, you know, what got me in this situation, and I want to make some changes on that because I'm getting older, and I need to really start thinking about, you know, my future and planning. But I've also have been ashamed of what I've done with my resources, and, you know, I feel like I've been hiding and really – I didn't want to, you know, discuss it with anyone. When I hear anything about finances, like I turn off the TV, turn off the radio, put the book down, I don't want to hear it because it's caused me so much shame. And I just want to get in a place where it doesn't cause me that shame.
Absolutely. And I think that you're not alone. I know you're not alone because a lot of us, myself included, I often tell a story. And matter of fact, someone purchased one of my books and said, I can't believe you put that information in a book. How could you talk about your financial ruins? And I had to talk about it because people desire to be rich. Being rich is not the place you want to be.
Mm.
You want to be rich in resources but wealthy in mindset and assets.
Yes.
A lot of us just stop at being rich. And so when you get to a place of being wealthy, right, your mindset is different. You don't look to collect things. You don't look to spend money. You look to get the best value, the maximum impact out of what you have so that you can have it, as I said earlier, so that you can really have longevity, long life, and then leave a legacy. That's how we get generations of wealthy people, and
that's
we
true.
Just have moments of
that's
rich
true.
People. Groups of rich people,
that's
and
true.
Then we forget about them. But wealthy means that you don't have to do a whole lot to stay where you are and to go a little further.
Right.
So let's get rid of the shame, because the shame is that you, at that moment and that place in time, you didn't have the information, the knowledge that you needed to go there. So let's get rid of that.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
We release that. Because that becomes a noose around your neck. It becomes a weight on your back. And so we can release it.
Okay.
Because that's not who we are.
Okay.
We were not aware, but now that the light has been shined, we can see the door, we can walk through it.
Yeah.
We're no longer just filling around on the wall. Now you see a door. You've recognized it. Now, go back and, like I said before, look at your priorities.
Mm-hmm.
What were some patterns that you got, that you have, even now, there's still some patterns. That we need to address.
Yes.
So that's the next thing. And it really is about being honest with yourself. To be authentic with yourself means that authenticity part we talk about in our spiritual ascension, that comes right here. Authentically, what is it that you're doing? What is your responsibility?
Mm.
And then forgive yourself for those things that have got you here, and then celebrate, rejoice, and be grateful that you now have something that can take you forward even more.
This is true. Very, very true.
And that's where I had to go because, like, oh, please, you have no idea. I was all in the newspapers and, and they were like, da-da-da-da-da, and who my family is in this, in my hometown.
Wow.
And they were like, ooh. And I was like, you know what? I'm going out. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to eat where I want to eat. I'm going to say what I want to say. And if they don't like it, guess what? None of them step to the plate to pay back $1 or to restore
wow.
1 cent that I've spent on them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You see what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So then I realize
yeah.
I don't have to do it. I don't need to hold on to that place, that mm-hmm. moment in time, that period in the novel of my life.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
It's just a little period. It's just a punctuation yeah. mark, a period. It made a statement, but it's not the totality of your life novel.
Amen. That's very true. Because once I got divorced, I realized and I looked at all this stuff that I had, because it was stuff,
mm-hmm.
and I realized that I could not bring this stuff with me, and I mm-hmm. left it all behind. I gave it away for free. I put a note on it, anybody that wanted the coat, shoes, jackets, stuff. And I put a sign on it, said, you help yourself. And I didn't look back. And that's how I feel today. It's like I can get up and walk away and not look back, because I'm not attached to anything, to any stuff. If I lose it, I lose it. But I'm not attached to any stuff.
That's good.
The last thing to go was my car. That was left in my marriage was the car. Everything else went. It's like, this is the last thing that goes. It was my car. I said then, because I needed to clear all of that out, clear it all out. And you know, it's. I just realized just being attached to things, and I see people being attached to it. Don't touch my stuff. You can't wear that. You can't have that. I want to hold on to that. And it's like, as I look at it, it doesn't mean anything. I'll take my clothes because I need clothes to change. But other than that, it can all stay, because I've done
mm-hmm.
that. I've had to go from place to place to place to find a place to live, and I just couldn't take the stuff with me. I had to take what was on my back and move
Absolutely.
Forward.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Shanice. You were going to say something?
How fast did your life fill back up with stuff? You know, because you let go of it. I noticed with me, when I let go of stuff, it stuff just comes right back.
Oh, boy.
Are these things that you want, Shanice?
I'm sorry?
Are they things that are coming back into your life that you actually want to be there?
Letting go. Like how she let go, I've let go of things. Like she's let go of this less stuff behind, letting
mm-hmm.
go of fun, letting go of all the stuff that came with the drama, that came with mm-hmm. the divorce. And as soon as I let it go, okay, here's another car again. Oh, okay, here's some more clothes again. It's like, okay.
Absolutely.
Well, I think with me is that I haven't gotten a car since.
Okay.
And that was 12, 13 years ago.
Okay.
And that is your choice, though. Your mindset.
Are you wanting a car?
I think now I'm at a point. It's like, you know, I've walked as many miles as I can walk, which I don't mind, because it helped me to lose a lot of weight. So I am grateful for that. And whenever I do walk, I am so grateful, and I thank the Lord every day that I have legs this strong and a body. That I can, you know, that I'm able to do this, But I always say, Lord, I still would like a car.
I know that's great.
I still want a car.
I'm going to interrupt just for 1 second.
On the bus.
I'm going to interrupt 1 second,
sure.
And I just got to make sure I make this announcement. We have about 90 seconds left here on the program on today, here on Moments of Conversation. We have been talking about being financially fit, and I'm going to add, and also letting go of the shame of not being financially fit in the past, because
yes.
the past we can't control, but the present we can, and we can make sure that we work so diligently in the present that we assure that our future is exponentially better. So we're going to be losing the streaming if you are not on the phone lines, and I think if you're on Skype, you'll be able to stay. But those of you who have joined us on today, think about it. If you need to go back in the archives, please do, and then join us again on Tuesday morning at 10:30 p.m. Central, 10:30 a.m. Central Time, and that will be 11:30 a.m. on the East Coast time here for Moments of Conversation. Thanks again for your support, and reminding you that my books are available on Amazon.com. All right. I want to go back to something you talked about with this, because what I see is that, you know, you want a car,
yes.
but because of that fear
yes.
and that concern that you won't have it, because you've even visualized the type of car
yes,
and you've
yes.
seen yourself
yes.
driving this vehicle in open road.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So with that, you just need to embrace it. And now you're thinking wealthy. I need to plan out to receive that which I'm expecting, which is the desires of my heart.
Yes. Amen.
But now you see how the words all come back, how yes. the divine relationship and the attributes of the divine, how they manifest in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we have to be on a regular basis. That's why I said I had to speak about it. And I'm putting together a class now about this. How do you take the spiritual wealth and transport it into your natural?
Mm.
I love it.
Yes. Yes. Very, very true. But I also love it when it's like, because the shame, when I am walking, in a lot of ways, what keeps coming to me is penance. I'm doing penance.
Mm.
Oh.
And I never realized, and just speaking with the two of you now it's penance, it's coming in my mind. It's like I'm doing penance because I was careless with my finances. I'm doing penance because I didn't take care of this. I'm doing penance because, you know, this happened.
And so let me take you to the next level now. So you acknowledge it. This is part of healing. So now you can have healing. Once we acknowledge and accept this dis-ease that we are experiencing in our life, we can accept the healing that comes as a result of, because once you recognize you have some symptoms, you got to put something there to heal it.
Yes.
So now you have your healing. Now let's look forward toward the cure. How do you acquire what you need to put yourself back in financial grace and wealth?
Mm.
Now let's focus on that.
Okay.
We understood you did the penance. Now you have your healing. Now let's walk in the cure. Let's walk in the cure right now for your finances.
Okay.
So let's look at the little things. What can we do? For me, it was giving up the mochas. For me, it was not buying fast food because I'm traveling for 2 hours and I forgot to make a lunch. And I can't wait until they serve me lunch at 12 o'clock because it's 9 o'clock in the morning. Right? And I've been driving since 5. But I had to do, even if it meant me putting a box of crackers right in my car and knowing I'm just going to eat these wheat crackers and this bottle of water.
Yeah.
And you know what? I found that I have began to talk about this is part of my fasting commitment, my cleansing commitment.
Yes.
Don't look at it as a punitive reaction or response from the divine. It's not about that. It's to get our attention. Yes, we have our attention. That's what happens. We do things, but now you can respond because you understand that you have a cure awaiting you and an opportunity awaiting you.
That's very, very, I mean, you're right on the money with that. And with me, again, it's, and again, I keep going back to this penance. It's like, because I've lost, I've let go of a lot of things and a lot of people and a lot of situations, and my weight has also disappeared as well. And I'm looking at my clothes now, because I'm unemployed, so that's another penance. And I'm looking at my clothes, and I'm like, okay, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna break out my sewing machine, and I'm gonna have to, you know, tuck in my clothes.
Well,
and again, I feel like that's another form of my penance.
No, that's you. That's you hearing from the divine your next assignment, because we're never unemployed. We're never. I said that earlier. We're never unemployed.
That's
when
true.
Reverend Beckworth said that to me, that rang out so tough to my heart. My soul just began to literally jump and praise, because we are never unemployed when you work for the divine and for the universe.
That's true.
You just need to get quiet and figure out what your next assignment is and how it's going to manifest. So if it means that you're going to pray for someone that day, if you're going to go and volunteer somewhere, if you're going to go through your closet and realize what pieces you really don't want to hold on to, and you're going to put a price tag on it, and you're going to receive some additional natural revenue.
That's
true. Yeah. Abundance. Yes, that's, go ahead, Shanice, go ahead.
Tuning into your abundance. I have a question about dependence. Does penance include forgiveness?
Does penance include forgiveness? Yeah, it does. It's supposed to. That's part of it. That's why I kept saying forgive yourself.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. I'm not too familiar with that. What part of religion? Which religion is that from?
That's like a, I don't know, I'm going to say lack of a better word, like a Christian Christian principle.
Okay.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That hit me real hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, that hit me real hard.
See, I told you to call me, but you ain't called me yet, but it's okay. You haven't reached out to me yet?
Yeah.
Because one of the things, one of the reasons I do this is because I understand, as I often say, I do this out of service, because I understand that sometimes you just need to know you're not alone.
Yeah.
You just need to be aware that there are people who have traveled this road or that portion of your path that you're on, and they have gotten past that moment. You know, you come out of light, you go into darkness, and then at the end of the tunnel, there's more light. But you got to walk through that dark part of the tunnel first.
That's true.
You got to go around that corner first.
Yeah.
Right? I know. Praise be.
Yeah, praise be. And get in touch with your tapes.
There you go. My sister said, get that tape out. I know that's right.
Just get that tape out. I've been hearing it the whole time. I'm like, tape. Tell about the tape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't forgive myself, and you know,
let's just be upon.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
No. Don't apologize.
Yeah, that's a healing moment. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're washing away and cleansing out, and it has to occur. This is why we do this, because now you'll be lighter even more. You're losing more weight.
Mm-hmm.
At this time, you're losing more weight. And this is the heaviest weight, because it's what's weighing us down spiritually.
Yeah. I felt like, because I carried it, that I was so reckless with my resources. I was just so reckless with everything that I deserved.
Mm-hmm.
I deserved what was happening to me.
But that's not a mindset that says that you are in alignment with the divine.
Yeah, yeah.
That's that human mindset that tells us that because our consequences have to be punitive. Our consequences should, from the divine, bring about an awareness of how to alter a state, a position, a process. It's not in recognizing where your strength and where your plethora of your resource that will never be depleted. That's what it's about.
I tell you,
I'm writing this time. I'm going to write down your number only because I gotta end this program.
Okay.
Because I have an appointment coming in. But Gwen,
okay.
I'm going to call you, and I'm going to work with you.
Okay.
That's what we do. It's not. I told you, it's about service. It's not about all this. Shanice, if you want to work with us too, you can.
I'm here. You still have my number, right?
I'm writing down everybody's number right now, and I'm going to call y'all from my mobile phone.
Okay.
And we'll continue this offline.
Okay.
And because we need to do some healing today. I need my Reiki healer.
Okay.
Today.
All right.
So I will extend to everyone love, joy, peace, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-discipline, and the reality that truly the divine is real and God is real, working in our life every day. And remember, so when things begin to crowd you, overwhelm you, make you feel as if you can't go on, stop. Take a deep breath. Scream out nice and loud, that is not my reality. And no, it's not the end of the road. Ha, there's so much more awaiting you. Thanks for joining me here today on Moments of Conversation.
Thank you.
Just breathe.